Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In Oklahoma, a man bludgeons his girlfriend's relative with a brick before dumping her remains in a wildlife refuge. In Louisiana, a man is to be castrated physically after being sentenced to the impregnation of a 14-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. And in Texas, a woman is accused of killing her ex-husband because he was talking to another woman. All these stories today, Friday, April 26th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily. And I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
And we got a packed show today.
We got a packed show, but it's Friday. And it's going to be 89 degrees today, bro.
89.
Ugh. Thank God I got the garden planted last week.
Yeah, you're right.
We're going to have to cut the grass. Again, you know, last summer, I only cut my grass one time because of that drought, 3 months of no rain.
Yeah, that's right.
And I've already cut the grass twice this year, and I got to cut it again today.
Well, that ain't no fun.
No? I don't mind. I actually don't mind doing it. The beer holder actually holds the beer without spilling it.
Look, that's one thing about Louisiana. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Unlike the tiller.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
you need to invent something for that.
You can't drive that tiller in the garden and drink a beer at the same time. It doesn't happen. So, y'all, you know I've been telling you about O'Hara's Pub opening up downtown on 3rd Street. And, man, it might be delayed again, Jim, because of the red tape and the powers that be. This one final thing they're waiting on, but I'll know by 11 o'clock today. So, y'all, if it's going to go, you'll learn about it on all the social media first. I'm gonna blow it up. That's our good friend Brian Ott, who hosts all our Real Life Real Crime original crew bashes at the base in downtown in beautiful Baton Rouge.
Yes.
Right? So stay tuned on that.
We're excited about that.
But I know something else is coming up this weekend.
Well, that's right. The bestie chick.
Best banky. Best. Your best bestie ever. But she is the best banker ever.
Yes, she is. Miss Lori Johnson, who's a huge lifer and big supporter.
As is her whole family.
Yeah.
And her husband is my doppelganger.
Yeah, he is. Golf. That's right. He is an awesome golfer, and so are you.
Yeah. Because of him, takes my shots, y'all, when I had too many beers.
That's it. Yeah. Well, she's going to be dancing for Big Buddy.
Yes.
Beautiful program that mentors, teenagers and maybe even younger than that, but something that is definitely needed right now.
And y'all, Jim will give you the website, but you can actually, it's like $10. They say you can influence the judge or like bribe the judge. So for your donation, and naturally all the proceeds go to the Big Buddy program, which is an awesome thing.
Yeah,
if you get one youth that gets somebody to care about them and turns it around, it's beautiful and make a difference in their lives. But you can go to it.
I'm going to post the link I'll post it on the Facebook page. Yeah. And you just click that link and you can donate.
Look, they've been training for a long time for this. It's a professional deal, like Dancing with the Stars or whatever. And so go in and buy the vote. Let's bribe the judges for
Lord.
And it's all for a great cause, right?
It sure is. And so good luck, bestie.
Hey, much love to you, Lori, and to your whole family. With that, let's get down to some true crime time for Friday.
And we're going to Oklahoma first.
Sooners.
The Sooners.
Brian Bosler.
That's exactly right. Only one I know.
Emmitt Smith played for Florida. Somebody else from I can't
remember. Yeah. Well, he was probably the most notorious with Brian Bosler for sure. But in this, he's not involved in this case. And
he's involved in some Dr. Pepper commercials. Too busy.
He definitely is. An Oklahoma man, alongside his girlfriend, bludgeoned his girlfriend's relative with a brick before dumping the victim's remains in a wildlife refuge.
I got to interrupt you.
Yeah, sure.
You know, Stabbing is personal. I always say that, how personal that is. But yep. Bludgeoning, literally beating someone to death with a brick, nothing gets more personal than that.
Nothing gets more personal.
Yeah, stabbing, you could hit them in the heart one time and they're done. But beating, can you imagine?
I mean, you got to whack them several times.
Yeah, that's up close and personal.
Yeah. Well, the guy's name in this case is Tevin Seaman.
What? I'm going to leave that one alone.
I was waiting for you to say something, but that's his name. And he is 29. The co-defendant is Nicole Longden. She is 24, and they were indicted in May of 2023 for the murder of, now it gets even worse right here, a 68-year-old woman.
What's up with killing the old people?
I don't know. Her name is Karen Smith. Seaman admitted to officers that he agreed to kill Smith and went to her home and bludgeoned her to death with a brick, put her body in the back of his vehicle, and then disposed of her body in the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge.
I mean, I guess he didn't own a gun or couldn't afford a knife, so right. He had to pick up a brick. I mean, where do you just go find a random brick?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. He admitted to law enforcement that his girlfriend requested he murder her relative because the pair had a falling out. According to the affidavit, Smith was part of a Native American tribe, the Comanche Nation, and was found dead on May 17th of 2023 in those mountains. Investigators searched the woman's home, and they found blood consistent with a violent struggle, as alluded to. It had to be violent, right? Law enforcement noted that Smith's vehicle was missing from her home. Days later, Texas law enforcement observed the victim's vehicle driving in Dallas, Texas. Yeah. Officers attempted to pull the vehicle over, but Seaman and Longden fled and the police chased them on a high-speed chase. They eventually crashed into a lake. The two attempted to flee on foot, but they were apprehended. In an interview with the authorities that day, Seaman initially denied involvement in the death before admitting he killed her. And he also admitted that Longden was his girlfriend and she was a co-conspirator. At that point, he eventually pled guilty to accessory after the fact and admitted helping Seaman in his attempt to avoid arrest. He faces life in federal prison. Longden faces 15 years in prison if convicted. So, I think they both
think about life. Think about that. You do this, and you commit this heinous crime, and you run from the police. And at first, and I've done this numerous times throughout my career. And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. So what that tells me is that's some great detective work.
Yeah.
They had to get them past Miranda. Yeah. And for me, I've been like, fuck you, I want a lawyer. And so they had to get them past Miranda and then get them to change their story to confess to it, which is, beautiful for the victim's family and because they know these assholes aren't going to get out.
And when you get these co-conspirators, obviously you with your homicide detective experience, it's a good idea to separate them and question them separately.
You're going to separate them immediately, and then you use each one of them's statements against the other. You can go in there and lie. There's no rule that says you can't lie to a suspect. You can tell them anything you fucking want to.
Could go in there and say, your buddy just ratted you out.
But your buddy just said, you did it. And they'll be like, no, I don't believe that. I'll say, okay, motherfucker, I don't have a reason to lie to you. So you better get up and tell your side of the story and be like, well, that motherfucker did it. it's no laughing matter. Obviously, it's brutal murder. Really. They intended to get away with it. But guess what? Prisons are full of dumb me. So you always hear me say that.
That's right.
Now, let's bring you right here to our backyard. And I'm going to do a full-blown episode on this on Real Life Real Crime Original. I hadn't even thought about this guy in probably 20 years, but I used to chase him back in the day. And he was one of the first meth cooks when meth started taking over. And I can tell you exactly where he lived, where his trailers were, what they look like, photographic memory. But it was a cat and mouse game. And he was smart, and it was hard to catch him. But we his history was long and distinguished for the narcotic side.
Sure.
But let me tell you what happened now. All right. So this genius's name is Glenn Sullivan in Livingston, Louisiana. He's 54. He's my age, right?
Yeah.
So a 54-year-old man has been sentenced to 5 decades in prison and must be castrated for raping and impregnating a girl when she was 14 years old.
Good for him.
Right?
Yeah.
So all my years of doing it, the castration, I've read about it like in Alabama and stuff like that, but this first one that I know of in Louisiana, so I'm going to continue. So Scott Perlow, who's the DA here.
Yep.
He announced. Now, Scott wouldn't have prosecuted the case, y'all. Actually, I know he didn't. The ADA Cascio did, and I'm going to talk to him about this. He's a jam up prosecutor and a good guy. But Scott is a elected official. Now he is an attorney, but he's never tried. He will sit in on the biggest cases in the courtrooms, but he has his top ADAs. Back in the day, it was Charlotte Hebert, who's now a judge, Charlotte Foster.
I remember that.
So he's got his top ADA to walk this case through. But, you know, this is going to make national headlines, and it did. So Scott, who's a good friend of mine, Scott Perlow announced on Monday, April the 22nd, that a judge sentenced Glenn Sullivan Sr., my old cat and mouse partner, I guess you would say, to 50 years in prison, as well as physical castration, after he pleaded guilty to 4 counts of second degree rape.
Physical castration.
Yeah. So I'll explain to you in just a second. So the investigation began back in July of 2022 when a young woman told the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office detectives that Sullivan had raped her numerous times when she was 14 years old. Now, according to Scott Perlow's office, the girl became pregnant, and a DNA test revealed that Sullivan was the father. Now, I'm going to go off the record and before I continue reading more of this and say we were talking to a good friend of ours that's an attorney the other day out here in the parking lot. Remember he stopped by?
Mm-hmm.
This was the case that he was talking about.
Mm.
And it supposedly, being the genius that Sullivan is, he was like, no, I didn't do it. I want a DNA test.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? DNA doesn't lie.
Yeah.
And so they accommodated him with a DNA test and proved that by the age of the child, that Glenn Sullivan actually did rape her when she was 14 and impregnate her. All right. So anyway, Glenn, piece of shit, and I say it to his face. I'm not hiding behind the microphone. But Perlow's office has said that Sullivan actually, as all child predators do, had groomed this victim. Okay, and during the grooming process, y'all, they'll give them things and use their position within the family or that trust position to get these basically undeveloped sexually. They'll form them the way that they want to, but the grooming process,
right?
But part of the grooming process is, oh, this has got to be our secret. If you tell anyone, I'm going to jail. But more importantly, if you tell anyone, I'm going to kill your mom and your daddy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kill everybody that you love. So there's hundreds of thousands of victims out there that have never come forward because they believe that. But then same time, you got this guy telling you that I love you and this is, our special moment. But if you tell, then I'm going to kill your mom and daddy.
On
such a young mind, right?
Yeah.
Scott Perlow said, so many of these types of cases go unreported because of this fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the strength it must have taken for this young woman to tell the truth in the face of threats and adversity is truly incredible. Now, it's Brad Cascio, y'all, who was the actual ADA who prosecuted now, and I heard that he's running for – Scott's going to retire, and he's going to run for district attorney this term.
Okay.
I hadn't talked to him about that personally. But anyway, so Cascio says, sex crimes against juveniles are the most malicious crimes we prosecute. I intend on using every tool the legislature is willing to give us, including physical castration to seek justice for children in our community. So, y'all, what happens is in the state of Louisiana, the judge actually ordered the castration.
Yeah.
And it could be chemical or physical, but it has to be within, I think the last, I have to look it up. He has the option of having it done now, Glenn Sullivan does, mm-hmm. or within, it's either months or weeks of his release.
What is the difference between the two?
The one is the chemicals just, you know, allegedly stop you from being able to get an erection, et cetera. The other one is they just cut your nuts off.
Wow.
But he chose the nut cutting. He chose the nut break. Glenn was like, they gave him a choice. And he was like, I'll take the nut cutting. But here's the deal. He's 54 years old. If he's a perfect angel, which he's never been, and he follows all the rules and never gets a write up, et cetera, and so he'll get the good time. He'll be eligible for parole in 25 years.
Yeah.
So he would be 79 years old if he gets parole, and he's not getting fucking parole. Right? When you impregnate a 14-year-old. You're not getting parole, at least your first time up. But so if he's 79 years old, and I'm right now, I'm sure he's like, yeah, just cut my nuts off. I'm not going to need them anyway. And but you know what? This shit bag's never getting out of prison.
Yeah.
And y'all stay tuned to Original Real Life Real Crime because I can tell you everything about foot pursuits and the countermeasures and everything that was used. He was smart, but he was a shitbag. And fuck you, Glenn Sullivan, for raping that baby girl.
Amen to that. And so look for that.
I wonder if they put his nuts in a jar or something.
I wonder what they do. They must just throw them in the bag. Dump them.
Yeah, they got mountain oysters and all this different stuff. And you know, I thought about tasting. We talked about how I think about what human flesh would taste like.
Yeah,
I never thought about it until just now, what human nuts would taste like. Glenn can walk out with these nuts when he's 79 years old.
Yeah.
But more than likely, he's going to die in prison. So.
Good for him.
Hey,
he needs to be.
I know y'all are listening in Angola. Glenn Sullivan, white dude, baby raper. I'm not saying what to do, but you know, prison justice, fuck him.
Laying his file out for you. Well, we're going to go to Texas. And let me ask you, have you ever seen, I know you've seen, you remember the movie Fatal Attraction?
Oh, absolutely.
Glenn Close.
Absolutely.
And Michael Douglas.
Bull and the rabbit in the pie.
Yeah, scared the hell out of every man in America.
Yeah, you got a problem.
Yeah.
Thought it was good sex. But
this would probably be the 2024 version of that.
Oh, Lord, I can't wait to hear this one.
And this Texas woman is accused of killing her ex-husband because he was talking to another woman.
Oh, Lord.
Let me tell you about this story. So,
what part of Texas, does it say?
No,
you can get to it.
So the police respond to a call, right? And they find 55-year-old David Nunley. He had a gunshot wound to his upper body. He was pronounced dead at the scene, and the victim initially called police. He called.
Right.
And said, I've been shot. Officials found his body in the garage and they found his cell phone nearby, but they did not locate any weapons. Investigators identified Meredith Nunley, the victim's ex-wife, as the primary suspect. And I would imagine that's pretty normal. Right, you work a case inside out, right? And if they got an ex-wife, that's the first person you're saying, where were you?
Yeah. I hope nothing ever happens to my ex-wife because I don't want that knock on my door.
Right. They named her as a primary suspect. They start investigating her, and they believe the shooting to be a domestic violence incident. Mm-hmm. Meredith Nunley admitted to a family friend that she had shot the victim, and the individual reported that to the police. The friend also told police officials that the victim and the suspect were divorced, but they were kind of living together still. Mm-hmm. So Nunley told a family friend that she killed her ex-husband because she caught him on the phone with another woman.
There you go.
Officers tracked the suspect's phone to an apartment parking lot and responded to the area. Nunley told police in that parking lot that she shot her ex in self-defense. David lost his temper, she said, and he got physical with me. The woman further said she was just in a trance and went crazy when she killed the victim. Nunley also reportedly asked her about her ex-husband. Nunley also asked how her ex-husband was doing, and she later surrendered to officers. Following her arrest, Nunley told police she fatally shot her ex after she learned that he was talking to an illegal woman, was her words. And police recovered a weapon in the passenger seat of the suspect's vehicle, and Nunley and the victim, they were reportedly divorced in 2022, shared custody, and this is a sad part, of their three children who were, thank God, not home during the end.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
My allergies are throwing my whole morning off. Do I sound different to you?
I love it. You sound, it's that time of year there, bro.
I sound different to me. I feel like I'm in a submarine.
Yeah, well, have you tried AstroPro? It's faster, bro. Oh. Right? AstroPro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. AstroPro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Hey, I use this, and you should too, Jim. Last weekend, I planted my garden, and it's that time of the year, and my allergies really kicked up with it, right? I use AstroPro every time my nasal allergies flare up, and I'm always amazed at how fast I'm back in the game, down on those rows, playing my stuff.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. AstroProAllergy.com. It's faster, bro. Uses directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
AstroPro and go.
Looking for a new and healthier way to unwind? I was too, and then I tried Recess Mood. Recess Mood replaced that after-dinner alcoholic beverage for me, so I saw a difference in both my mood and my belly. It's made with real fruit, it is only 20 calories, and it contains no added sugar. Recess Mood is infused with functional ingredients like mood-lifting magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens, so you can relax without the alcohol or the hangovers. Recess Mood tastes great, too, and comes in four different flavors. My favorite flavor is the strawberry rose. So whether you need a moment away from the errands, work, and kids, or you just need a moment to chill during dinnertime chaos, Recess Mood is where it's at whenever you need to relax and unwind. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/RLRC and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Incident. Yeah. So obviously she faces a murder charge, but you know, these emotional killings are usually the worst.
You remember the story we did recently on the woman, I don't know if she stabbed him or killed him, whatever it was. She got on her husband's phone and saw a picture of a woman and
I do remember
she like killed him or attacked him, whatever it was. But
it was her. Yeah. It was her like and 30 years earlier.
He found the picture. They had been together for all these years. I just saw you look in the corner. I'm going to give a shout out real quick to Shane McBride with McLaur White Tail Adventures. He's sitting in this morning watching
Wisconsin's finest.
But anyway.
Him and Brett Favre, my favorite.
But back to it. They had been together for all these years, and Shane, what we were laughing about earlier when we're talking about the old people, we get stories every day where these people are 70 and 80 years old are either killing each other or doing whatever. It's really bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, I don't know. It is what it is on that. Just kind of crazy.
Very, very crazy. And look, as Woody will tell you, they start from the inside out. They're going to look. If you're an ex, plan on getting asked questions.
I can only pray something never happens to one of mine that I'm surrounded by a room full of people. I mean, I ain't doing it. I'm not killing anybody for it. It's not worth it.
Nah.
A divorce is worth it. All right. Let me tell you something a little bit different. And I have a little bit of personal history on this. Two different stories I have of my own that go with this. You know, you think about we have the right to bear arms and all that in the great United States of America, right? Yep. Well, that doesn't apply in other countries. And when I was a young man, the first time I drove down to Mexico, we used to go down there and party.
Sure.
Obviously, and do all that. Go to, well, we would drive down to the board towns before the cartels were killing everybody. Shit. We go to Boys Town and all that stuff. Like, a bunch of young guys, college age guys. Well, one of my vehicles, we had never been there before. I didn't learn until later on, you should park on this side and walk across the bridge, right? Well, I drove across and they stopped me and the Mexican authorities, right? You stopped by the U.S. authorities on the way back into the country. I'm going into Mexico and I've got fucking shotgun shells. All in my car from I've been dove hunting the week before, whatever. And I had a Cadillac,
which is no big deal.
1986. I wasn't even thinking about it. Mm. And when I got there, and the guy was like, "Do you have any firearms or ammunition?" I was like, "Holy fuck! I got boxes of shotgun shells back there." And I told him myself, and the dude was like, "You need to turn the fuck around and get out of the country." And he said, "I'm gonna let you go." But they would be locking the motherfuckers up for that, right? Yeah. And later, years later, when I would go to Cozumel every other weekend to go diving, and I was still with state police, I accidentally brought a magazine in my carry-on luggage. And fuck, they missed it in the United States when I went to the thing. I forgot about it. When I unloaded my pistol and put it in the trunk of my car before I left, evidently I threw it in the bag.
Yeah.
And when I got to Mexico, they found my shit. And I was like, thank God I have my badge and whatever. And it's still, they held me for like an hour and a half. And it could have been a serious deal. But Turks and Caicos, you wouldn't even think about that as being a problem situation. But this is a national story making big news. In an Oklahoma man, Brian Bosworth again.
Yeah.
is facing up to 12 years in prison for having ammunition in his carry-on bag at a Turks and Caicos airport. And this Ryan and Valerie Watson, the parents of two young children, were flying home from their island vacation when they were celebrating a friend's 40th birthday on April 12th when they were arrested at the airport. Now check this out. They had their lives turned upside down when they tried to return home as locals airport security found four rounds of ammunition. Now, that's not like you can do a mass killing with that, but I guess you could hijack a plane. Four rounds of ammunition, which were unknowingly left in a duffel bag from a deer hunting trip. It's kind of like me crossing into Mexico with shotgun shells from a dove hunting trip.
Sure.
A description of the family's GoFundMe page states, "It was noticed by TSA when leaving America, and now are they facing a legal system that is unfamiliar, daunting, and expensive that operates differently than American justice system?" Well, I'm gonna take pause with that. If the TSA finds it and you're going out, they will either give you a chance to check it in your luggage or whatever. So I think that TSA just fucking missed it, right? Yeah. And so he forgot about it just like I did, and he goes down the Turks and Caicos catch coming back. And check this out. He's arrested. And he's facing 12 years, y'all. 12 years for four rounds of ammunition.
And he's got crazy.
Two young kids and a beautiful wife. And you never think that, you know, you're going to Turks and Caicos, one of the most beautiful places on earth, and you're going to prison. 12 years. And look, their justice system isn't like ours. Right. You're fucked. And so it caused the U.S. Embassy in the Bahamas to issue a travel alert you know, telling Americans not to bring ammunition to the islands. Well, that's kind of obvious, but, you know, shit happens. But they, yeah. this dude is like, because of what their judicial system is, he's like really looking at 12 years.
That is crazy. And, you know, just a quick story related to that, but in the United States, of course, that would not happen, right. but laws change from state to state, even with, right. you know, gun laws.
Right.
And I want to give you a good, quick example of that. Many years ago, when my kids were still little, we would travel a lot. And one of the places we traveled to, we would go to Disney pretty frequently. We would just drive there, right. Walt Disney World. And I was always taught, you know, especially when you're traveling with your family, carry a gun. You never know when you might get broke down on the side of the road and you got to walk and you want to have something there to protect right. yourself. Right. So we always did. We get to Disney World and we check into a hotel on Disney property because I had a camper that I was pulling and my camper slot wasn't running. So we check into that hotel and I put the gun in the safe.
Right.
The next day we check out because our camper slot's ready and we back into our camper spot, set everything up. And I realized, shit, I left my gun in that safe. So I call the front desk and I said, hey, I have a problem. I left my gun in my safe and I want to get it out. You right. know, has anybody checked in yet? And the lady says, hold on. And she comes back and she says, are you at your campsite now? And I said, yes, we'll be there in a minute. About 10 minutes later, the police show up and they said, we need to know what happened. And I told them the situation right. and they said, well, we have to confiscate your gun. What? And that's what I said. Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? And they said, well, number one, you're not allowed to have a gun on Disney property,
really?
Period. Yeah. Number two, you're not allowed to carry a gun in the state of Florida without a permit.
Really?
Where you can in Louisiana.
Yeah, I mean, that's the state.
It was open carry law. Back yeah, then. You could carry it on your hip like the old West.
Right, right.
And so, you know, instead of being reasonable with me,
right.
I said, well, what's the process? How do I get my – well, you have to go to the station. We're going to have to run your record, all this BS behind it. And if everything works out, you can pick up your gun in 3 days.
Yeah.
Well, I was leaving in like a day
right.
to go back home. I ended up getting that gun back the next day, but if you knew the hell, the whole last day of my trip was right. ruined because I was at the police station yeah. the entire day.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They should be out
and I'm,
chasing bad criminals.
You know, yeah, proper citizen here. I don't like have all these felonies.
When they run you, they would run you automatically and say, hey, this dude has no criminal history. He's at fucking Disney World
with his kids.
And I mean, people... That should be a shame.
Yeah, oh, and they were asking yeah. me, Woody, what are you doing with the gun? And yeah, I'm like, well, I was always told I'm traveling citizen. With my family right. and acting like I was crazy.
Right. Well, takes all kinds to do that kind of shit. That's for sure. But right. then back to the guy, real quick, and you know, he had to post a $15,000 bond in Turks and Caicos. But guess what? They took his passport and won't let him leave the islands.
That
so how expensive is that? And so he's got to live there till this whole trial process goes.
All out. Of that over ammunition.
And over four rounds of ammunition.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Hopefully, can the United States get involved in that?
And I'm sure they'll use some kind of influence. That's why I don't feel bad about bringing it up on this, because, you know, Real Life Real Crime Daily has such an influence throughout the world.
Yeah, that's right.
Turks and Caicos.
Maybe they will.
They'll set homeboy free.
You're being released per Woody Overton. That would be awesome.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Shout out.
So release him if y'all hear us talking here. We're going to go to Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. And look, there's a lot of...
Pennsylvania. Can't think of my famous.
I can't either. There's a few I can think of.
Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, Philly cheesesteak. There you go.
Man, I was watching this show the other night. Damn it, what's it called? It's something where they get four chefs that come in and they get 60 seconds. They'll tell them what they got to cook and they get 60 seconds to run in the cupboard and get all their ingredients come out, and they get $25,000 each when they start. And then they're preparing this dish for this unknown judge that's not in the room,
yeah.
that the host will offer up these things that they can auction. They auction off against each other to sabotage the other chefs, like taking away their ability to taste their food during the thing. Or if if it's a ham dinner, you can buy this fake processed ham and give it to one of your chefs, and whatever. Right. So this one guy, now he's from Philadelphia, the cheesesteak capital of the world, and just so happens, and he's a chef. Just so happens that the meal that they were to cook was Philly cheesesteak. He was like, yes. Oh, and they showed him one of the things. I was like, oh, yeah. He said, I got this. I'm from Philadelphia. I've cooked a million Philly cheesesteaks. They gave him 60 seconds. He runs in the thing and he gets all his ingredients. Gets set for one. Guess what he forgot?
What?
The bread.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Yeah, he was screwed.
I can't remember the name of his
name. Can't make it without bread.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna tell you about another Pennsylvania resident.
Yeah.
And they have these jobs that are more, I guess, trusted in society than others, doctors being at the top of that list. Right. This is someone you definitely want to be on the up and up.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna tell you a story that's kind of the opposite of that. A 33-year-old medical assistant faces charges after he posed as a nurse, conducted pelvic exams, and watched female patients undress.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is a special kind of asshole.
Let me guess, he videoed it.
You would be right, and we'll get to that. A victim first came forward to the police department in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania. The woman reportedly said she went to the local Carbon Health Urgent Care for a drug test when Ramon Garcia told her to urinate into a cup. Garcia told the woman she was randomly selected to be observed.
I'm pretty sure that's not a rule.
I mean, positive.
Look, if you got to be observed, there at least it's going to be.
Yeah, you're not in the NFL.
But it's not going to be by a dude.
Right.
They'll have a female observe you.
Exactly. And then watched her as she undressed and urinated into a test cup. Following the drug screening, Garcia gave the woman his phone number and asked her out.
Oh, my God.
What an asshole, man.
Confidence squat. I already seen your junk. And they kind of get your ditches.
Yeah. A second woman came forward, and she said Garcia inappropriately touched her during an exam at the same urgent care. The second victim told investigators Garcia referred to himself as a nurse and led her to the exam room where he told her to take off her clothes.
Oh, my God.
He conducted a pelvic exam, penetrating her with his fingers.
Wait, this is still at a piss clinic?
It's an urgent care place.
Urgent care, and he has to conduct a pelvic exam. And a penetrator.
And, the second victim told Garcia... said that Garcia told her to take off her pants and then touched her inappropriately a second time. According to officers, Garcia moved his head towards her pelvic area, and the victim said no and put her clothes back on. Garcia asked the woman if she was dating anyone and if she had any fantasies. Similar to the first victim, Garcia provided the second victim with his phone number. Didn't work the first time. Right, let's try it again. Investigators learned Garcia worked as a medical assistant. His duties include signing in patients, taking vital signs, and if directed by a physician, he could take blood samples. He was not permitted to have patients undress, and he was not supposed to perform exams or even observe urine tests. Detectives arrested Garcia at that health clinic, and they charged him with second-degree aggravated indecent assault. Now, following Garcia's arrest, officials learned there were, get this, 12 additional victims.
That's the ones that came forward. Too embarrassed.
That's right. Garcia conducted two physical exams of the vagina and surrounding areas and also reportedly performed a hands-on breast exam and watched as patients changed into medical gowns.
Please.
So he's going to jail. Basically, to sum that up, and let me tell you, thank God this guy was caught, because as Woody says all the time on Real Life Real Crime Original, this is how they start.
Oh, yeah.
He would have ended up raping. And that was rape, but he would have ended up sneaking in your house and raping you in the middle of the night. Yeah, and that would have even went further.
It's just like we talked about Glenn Sullivan and grooming the victims earlier. He's using his position of authority, even though he's lying about it. Like, you've been randomly selected to let me see your junk while you pee in a cup. And these certain percentage of the people just follow the rules all the time and be like, okay, this is strange, but I need to go ahead and get this so I can go get this job or whatever it may be, right? And so he did this, and obviously maybe he had some type of success on some level, and he's using it. All this goes back to masturbation. He did whether it's the breast exam or the pelvic exam, he's using it in his kinky fantasies later on. Sicko. But he won't be a medical assistant when he gets to prison.
No, somebody's going to do a pelvic exam.
They're going to do an anus exam.
Check his temperature with a thermometer.
Rectal exam. Yeah. Wow, bro. Takes all kinds to make the world go around. And then, I mean, you know what? Right now, as we speak, they're rewriting their policy and procedures. Because I told you, everything in the policy and procedure manual is there because somebody fucked something up. And this dude just wrote like a whole new chapter on what our assistants can and can't do. Right.
Yep.
Just anyway, I don't know. I don't know. So let me ask you this: I don't know a whole lot about AI and artificial intelligence and all that bullshit because I'm just an old hand, right? But it's more and more coming around, like the scan checkout shit at Walmart. I won't use it because I'm afraid of fucking it up.
Right.
And having to wait on somebody or whatever. Yeah. Although I do use the McDonald's drive-through app to get my coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of getting along on that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But what do you think about like these 18-wheelers? They're going to have drive across country, and they're doing the test on them. We're autopilot stuff. So they're going to cut out all of, eventually their plan is, hey, we can put this computer in, we can get it tested and drive safely, and we can eliminate all these jobs and sick days and vacation time and all that, right?
Well, number one, I think it's horrible for the human beings.
Absolutely.
Machines should have a limit on replacing jobs, in my opinion. Yeah. But and I don't know how many people would be comfortable even driving on the road with machines driving all by themselves.
All right, well, let's talk about that.
All right.
Now, Tesla, I know – and all I know is Teslas are expensive AF, right?
Yeah.
But evidently Tesla is in the middle of testing one of these autopilot programs, mm-hmm. like for taxis and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And so in Washington, a man has been arrested and charged with vehicular homicide after a Tesla in autopilot mode slammed into a motorcyclist. And it killed him, y'all. Mm. So the crash happened around 3:45 p.m. Friday in Maltby, Washington. This is according to Washington State Police. It's a report. So the Tesla Model S driver, who's identified in court documents as 56-year-old Carl Hunter, told first responders the vehicle in autopilot mode lurched forward as it accelerated and collided with the motorcycle in front of him. And the motorcyclist was 28-year-old Jeff Nissen of Stanwood, and he was pronounced dead at the crash site. And investigators say he was ejected from atop the bike before being run over by the Tesla.
Jesus Christ.
That's
a good
you don't even think about it. This is not an 18-wheeler being tightly controlled on autopilot, and they run the tests on all the computers.
Sensors everywhere.
Tesla has this, evidently, this autopilot shit in their cars already. Yep. And this dude's used it and kills the day.
Yeah, it's horrible. And, of course, you know, Tesla people will come back and say, well, how many times do regular human beings run into people and kill them on motorcycles?
And then a lot.
They'll
have to verify, actually, that it was an autopilot and everything. But it really doesn't matter because it's still going to come down to negligent homicide.
Yeah.
Which is when you show such lack of care for another human being that you take their life, whereas a reasonable person wouldn't have done that act, right?
Right.
That's paraphrasing the law. But so I don't see how you get out of it saying you're in autopilot mode or whatever.
You're still responsible.
Yeah, you're still responsible. Yeah.
And
I didn't know they had that shit for regular cars.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I know.
But even outside of Tesla, they have Lori Johnson, our friend, her vehicle will actually autopilot, but you've got to hold on to the steering wheel. If you let go of the steering wheel, it won't set its autopilot anymore. But she doesn't use it.
Yeah,
well, she's freaked out by it.
Mine and my truck, the one we showed, took the video, you and I changed the tire the other day.
Yeah, that was a
new truck.
We should have videoed that.
I can't put it in drive or reverse or anything unless my seatbelt is on. And then when you're driving down the road, I can't change lanes. It physically won't let you change lanes unless you force it to without putting your blinker on, and it beeps at you and shit.
Really?
But that's not autopilot.
Well, no.
What the fuck are you going to do? You're going to put it in, I understand mine has like the front sensor crash and you fall into close to whatever. You put it in autopilot and I'm going to drive to Tacoma, Wisconsin for 16 hours. I'm going to just fucking sleep. What's the rules on this?
I know, man. Right? And look, it's coming to that point. We're just old. We're old boys.
I'm afraid.
But in 50 years, people ain't gonna be driving cars.
I won't care.
Yeah, I won't either. But you know, it's interesting. I watched actually a movie called Napoleon this past weekend.
I saw it.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm. He's such a good actor.
Yeah, he's a very good actor. But here's what struck me. My grandmother had passed away recently. She's 97 when she passed away. Okay. Napoleon was alive 200 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's really, if you live to be 97, that's really just two generations.
Right.
Think about where we've come in just 200 years, and it will absolutely blow your mind. From riding on horses and when you're going to wars, it's, you know, think of the Civil War. You're just walking straight ahead and musket balls are coming at you.
And no foxholes.
Yeah. Now you have drones and
crazy shit.
Oh my gosh, man. Technology has flown.
And I think I always thought of because I've traveled so much, instead of getting on the airplanes, what if you could build like the bank vault things where you open up the thing in the drive through and you put it in and it sucks at three?
Yeah.
What if you could be like, oh, I'm going from here to I'm going from here to Tacoma, Wisconsin. You program it in ahead of time. You hit it, and then there's no traffic, no nothing. You could be there in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, I guess that shit's coming, but it ain't going to come without. But hey, my hearts go out to this dude, to Jeff Nissen. But it ain't coming without a cost.
No.
And this certainly is true crime related because it's a murder.
Yeah. It really is. And somebody's going to have to be held responsible.
Yeah,
but, you know, technology, Woody. I remember the first time I ever got money out of an ATM.
I thought that
was the coolest thing.
On Fridays, I had to go to the bank and get money out of my savings account or my checking account because I was going partying that weekend. You couldn't get any cash.
Yeah.
And everything shut down. They didn't have that ATMs.
Yeah.
So I remember that too.
Well, we're just old now.
Old AF.
All right, any final thoughts, Woody Everton?
I want y'all to have a freaking amazing weekend. And
absolutely.
If O'Hara's is pushes through in and gets it open, that's definitely where I'm going to be. But, you know, I'll do live videos and get y'all on social media. Please go and vote for our bestie, Lori Johnson. Y'all, such a great cause.
And a great person.
Right. And Jim's going to post the links in that. But other than that, I love and appreciate each and every one of you. We really, really mean that. I know that y'all know that Jim and I mean that we really love and appreciate each other.
Absolutely.
And we wouldn't be doing this without you.
Sure wouldn't.
I'm going to give a shout out. Y'all, this week on Bloody Angola, the C murder is down for killing Mr. Thomas, who was 16 years old at the time, in the nightclub in New Orleans.
Yep.
And we had his brother. The victim's brother on the show
dropped yesterday.
George, and what a Thomas. Class act! He flew in from Dallas on his own dime to be on the show to tell about his brother's life. So y'all go check out Bloody Angola. Also, shout out to Kieran Chawla.
Yes,
I was a guest on her show this week.
I watched you yesterday for the seventh time.
Yeah, we talked about in depth about the Melanie Curtin case.
That was a great interview.
So y'all should go check that out too.
Yeah, Woody's special guest on her show, Louisiana Unfiltered. So check that out. Until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.